The World's Sonia Narang has been talking with women in Nepal, India's neighbor to the north. She's there talking with Nepalese women who still live by centuries-old traditions. And Sonia, you've been reporting on the lives of Nepalese pregnant women. Tell us what life is like for them.
Well, Marco, it's a very challenging life for women in general, but especially for pregnant women. I spent some time in a village in a neighboring district called Dholaka, where it's a tradition for women to work. They have a lot of responsibilities. And even as they approach their seventh, eighth, even ninth month of pregnancy, they're doing manual labor. They're working in the fields. They're walking up and down these steep, very hazardous hills. And especially during monsoon season, it gets wet and slippery. And to get to the nearest clinic or hospital, they have to walk for hours down these rocky cliffs. It's actually considered healthy. It's a tradition for women to work in the fields because for centuries, the Nepalese have believed that the harder a woman works while pregnant, the easier the delivery will be.
And those who follow you, Sonia, on Instagram have been seeing the lives of these women, these working women. I'm looking at one of your pictures right now, one of your many pictures, a woman working in the fields. She looks to be in her 20s.
Yeah, that's Janaka, and she's 28. She's due in October. And I actually spent an entire day filming her doing backbreaking work. And when I asked her about this work, she said, that's actually nothing compared to her first pregnancy. So I can't even imagine what kind of work she did. So she spent the entire day taking her goats out for grazing, planting millet, and then she has to do all the cooking for her family. The cooking involves squatting in a dark room on the floor, and then she has a little daughter, so she has to get her ready for school. And she has a side business. They make these little wooden benches that they sell in the nearby town for 300 rupees. That's like $3.
When women like Janaka, who's 7 months pregnant, she's doing this backbreaking work in the fields, cooking for the family, taking the kids here and there. What are the husbands and fathers doing?
Well, a lot of the times the husbands aren't even there. In Nepal, there's a very low rate of employment. So a lot of the husbands have gone overseas to India, to the Middle East, looking for work. So a lot of women, pregnant women, are left on their own.
Sonia, this is your second trip to Nepal. One of your goals on this trip was to follow up on a story you covered last year, the first time you went, on the living goddesses. These are young girls who are chosen and revered as goddesses who will bring people happiness and prosperity. They don't interact with the outside world except to give their blessings. But I'm looking at this one picture you took. You're up close and personal. You are right there with these living goddesses. You had a rare look. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I spent a few days just building this rapport with the living goddess's mother, and they let me into their house. She actually remembered me from my visit a year and a half ago, and I think that helped a lot. And so I went into their house. I went in alone. You know, I was able to watch the living goddess behind closed doors of a room, doing her homework, learning math, learning English. And today I started showing her all my pictures on my iPhone. And these are a lot of pictures from the U.S., pictures I've taken in Boston, Washington. And she was really interested in just looking at my pictures. And then I asked her to play the sarod, and that's a stringed instrument. And she sat down and opened up her sarod case and started playing for me. And she was completely at ease the entire time. And I was the first outsider to really get a look at this life behind her closed doors of her room.
That must have been really amazing because you're talking about her playing music, doing her homework. And I'm looking at this picture that you posted on Instagram. She's 11 years old. She looks like a goddess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's so poised. She looks so much older than 11. She appears to me like an adult.
Well, Sonia, we can't wait for your story. I'm sure it's going to be incredible.
Thank you, Marco. I'll be back in the U.S. next week. And until then, I'm planning to post more pictures on Instagram. And I look forward to sharing some of these personal video portraits.
Sonia Narang in Nepal. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
You don't have to wait until Sonia gets back to see some of her incredible Instagram photos. We've got a slideshow that includes a picture of Kumari, the living goddess. How could you say no to that? It's all at theworld.org.